My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, we should make a programming note here. One, because it's relevant, and two, it's kind of funny. Throughout the season, Ross Tucker, our good friend, Odyssey NFL insider, he's going to be joining us at 7 a.m. on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Which is fun because that's the nice long segment that we have. So we, if we need to run a little long with old Tuck, we can. We can do that, which we do.
He's very entertaining.
He is. He's really good. Now, I think was supposed to be the first day we were going to have Ross on. It would not have worked out anyways at 7 a.m. because we've got Casario at 7:30. And, the clock gets a little moved around for Nick a little bit. That's the funny part is that if you listen to the show, if you're a regular listener, you know that multiple times Ross Tucker got bumped by Nick Casario last season.
We would have, he did a game in Hawaii this weekend, I think.
Yeah.
So it probably would have gone long because when Ross is sleep deprived, he's at his looniest.
He's at his best.
And it's very entertaining. Yeah. So he's probably, his sleep schedule is probably all screwed up right now.
Now, we will get a crack at Ross today because we just texted with him. He's going to come on at 9 a.m. today. As a one-off.
Oh, so he'll be even loonier.
Yeah, so he normally will be on with us at 7 a.m. on Tuesday. So make a note of that. I know a lot of you enjoy Ross. But today, 9 a.m., because as has happened before, he's getting bumped for Nick Casario, who, as Ross has said before, Nick Casario is the one who conducted Ross Tucker's workout for the Patriots back in the day. They've got history with each other.
And they ended up signing him, right?
They did.
So Patriots did sign him. So maybe Nick liked what he saw, or maybe Nick was like the one guy that was like, all right, fine. If you guys like this all right,
this,
we'll
put
him on this Patriots team.
This, I guarantee you, Nick, I'm sure, remembers the workout because Nick strikes me as somebody who remembers every workout. like he's got just this database up in his brain of that.
I liked the shots of Nick up at the Aggies game the other day. He was one of the five NFL GMs in attendance to watch Notre Dame versus Texas A&M.
Yeah.
And he was taking notes. He was, I don't know who he was watching, but he was taking notes.
A lot of NFL guys on that field, man, on Saturday. We'll find out. We'll talk to him in 11 minutes, and we'll ask him about his trip up to Aggieland. D'Amico Ryans met with the media yesterday. D'Amico, what's it like coaching a team that's no longer going to – you're going to have a target on your back now, buddy. You're no longer the underdog.
Yeah, for me, I hear that about surprising people or sneak – like, it's the NFL. That doesn't happen. Like, I don't care how you guys cook it up. Like, it's the NFL. Every team, every player is good enough to win games each and every week. So nobody's surprising anyone. Nobody's sneaking up on anyone. Anybody can get beat any single week in the league. So the whole narrative about sneaking up on us, sneaking up on people, or our expectations, outside expectations, for me, it's we're focused on our team and how can we go play really sound football. That's what matters to us. It doesn't matter about sneaking up on people. Our expectations, that doesn't change how we play the game of football. We're going to play the game the right way. We're going to play relentless. We're going to play with great energy. And we're going to go out and challenge any opponent we line up against for four quarters.
This is where I disagree with D'Amico and really a lot of players and coaches in that, yes, ideally that's how it should be. And it's not nearly what it is in college, where there are so many instances where the better the better team. I won't even say on paper, the better team. Just, it's a bunch of college kids that are taking it for granted. They're going to roll over North Carolina Agricultural and Technical Institute or whatever. It's just different. And it is more professional week in, week out. But there is something to it. I think, but when coaches and players talk about it, they're trying to speak into existence that they're the team that never sleeps on another team, but it is a little bit of a factor.
Or that they the thing that D'Amico tries to speak into existence to me, and I 100% believe that D'Amico is wired this way.
Yeah.
I don't 100% believe that every player on the Texans is wired this way, because I watch them on social media.
Yeah.
That's the part that is, I suppose, a concern, right? That they're better. They're a better team now, and they're hearing all the. There are plenty of Texan players out there that hear the noise. It's impossible to in 2024 if you're
the rat poison that Nick Saban talked about.
That's exactly what it is.
It's rat poison that they're feeding you, and so you spend a lot of energy guarding against complacency, guarding against arrogance, all those things.
Yeah.
And I think with D'Amico, you know how he's just so wired positively all the time that, you know, nope, this is the team we're going to be. We're going to compete every single week. But it is something that teams and coaches are aware of, that it's human nature, no matter who you are, that there's a Buster Douglas out there somewhere, you know, that you're going to get offended by somebody that's inferior just because things get a little too routine, or you get a little too comfortable.
Especially in the NFL, where it's so even, where the gap between the really bad teams and the really good teams is so much more narrow than in college, you know.
And I will say, though, I mean, week one, I don't think it's ever a factor, because just every team in the league is dialed in for week one.
Yes.
You're just ready to go.
Yep. Here's D'Amico Ryans on him heading into year two. What's been like having a year under your belt?
Going into my second year, I've been in the league for a long time now. So as a player, as a coach, so for me, I understand, you know, what the season entails, and, you know, you take it one day at a time. And that's how I approach the season. That's how I approach life. And that's enjoy the moment, enjoy each day that we have. And, you know, of course, there'll be ups and downs in life, but, man, you attack every day with the right attitude, everything will be just fine.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, I think his message there is like, yeah, I know I've only been a head coach for 18 months or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I've seen it all. You know, like,
well, right, yeah, he's been in the NFL since 2006.
Yeah.
So it's not like all of a sudden being a second year as a head coach is he's going to wake up one day and feel like, "Oh, I've arrived. I've made it." I think it's just he would preach the same thing to anybody else in any job, that you just got to attack that day.
Yep.
That's where I like, including in his previous response to the previous question, he very much, that is his philosophy.
Of course.
I think the whole, compete every day. You know, you're not thinking about whether a team is good or bad, all that. I think he really tries to live by that credo. And a lot of the stuff about D'Amico being in the second year as a head coach, I think it's the same as it is with C.J. Stroud or anything else. You can frame it in all kinds of different ways, but at the end of the day, so much of it's just about reps. No matter who you are, if you just keep working at something, you're going to be better the next year and the next day and all of that. There's setbacks and all that, but you just got to get reps. And every day is just a chance to get more reps.
Last one, what's he trying to get better at, D'Amico Ryans?
For me, it's just... I think as a head coach, what I've learned is just spending more time with my assistant coaches, right? Pouring into the assistant coaches more, spending more time of developing and helping the other coaches that I work with, right? Really appreciate all the work that these men do, all the sacrifices that they give up to be here and the time they put in to be with their families. So for me, it's just pouring into those guys more and being more of that developer. Talk about it with players on the field, but also with our coaches.
That's a Niner thing. That's a Kyle Shanahan thing, like the pouring into the assistants and developing your assistants to become better coaches and potentially head coaches. Feels like a hardcore Niners thing.
Right? Well, it is. I think it's also a Patriots thing. Mm-hmm. I think that Belichick was always most impressive to me in how how well he coached his assistant coaches to be really good at their jobs as assistant coaches. With the Niners, I think Kyle Shanahan takes more of an overall view of, yeah, he wants to help them develop as potential head coaches. That's part of the appeal of going to play to coach for the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan. But I think no matter who you are as a head coach, as somebody who's been a position coach and then a coordinator, it's like any managerial position. The further up you go, you realize, oh, okay, I got to take care of the power of delegating.
Yes.
And that my best, if you're a manager, you realize, okay, you can have the greatest effect on the organization by training six managers really well, as opposed to trying to individually train your 1,000 employees. Like, as a head coach, it's realizing, okay, what's the most effective use of my time?
Yeah.
That's another thing. It takes reps. It takes realizing, all right, me individually coaching the linebackers is probably taken away from the sum total of everything. I gotta really look at the levels of the organization here.
We'll ask Nick Caserio about this, things he's seen with DeMeco Ryans, and we'll talk about week one coming up with the Colts and a whole bunch of things with the Texans executive vice president and GM Nick Caserio. That's next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.